Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we have continue along with the week one done, looking ahead to week two, week three in college football. Eastern Conference Championship in the NBA in Orlando, but it all second to the good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
That's right. I know you're a documentary kind of guy.
I love documentaries.
And there is a documentary that will be debuting on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
October 4th. And it's a four-part docuseries.
Ooh, okay. I'm in now.
Yeah, I know you're in. And this one's all centered around the Comedy Store.
Oh, that's great!
You know, Mitzi Shore, Shore's mother, who passed away recently.
Not that long ago, yeah.
Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But watching this trailer, they have every comedian possible that you can
Everyone
think of.
Went there. Everybody had to go to the Comedy Store.
But interviewing them.
Oh, interviewing them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, from David Letterman to Whoopi Goldberg to Jim Carrey to Bill Burr, newer comedians that you may not even know to the guys who, you know, that's where they made their break. And, you know, they even hint that, hey, if you made it at the Comedy Store, Mitzi Shore, new comedy, if you made it there, the next step for you was Johnny Carson. So you're going to get to see old Johnny Carson clips as well.
The thing is, if you're a comedian, a prominent comedian, and you are asked to do a bit, just a sit-down interview on the Comedy Store, how can you say no?
Right. Oh, you couldn't.
Like, how you could not say no to that. You would say, I may be shooting this or that. I don't know if they're shooting anything now with COVID, but you would have to say, I will, whenever they shot it, I will make time to do this. Find time. I will be there. Come to where I am. I will take time to talk about my experience at the Comedy Store. Because I guarantee you every one of them would say, and then this happened to me. After I appeared there, this happened to me.
Yep. It was so much fun watching. And of course, they're going to have all the archival footage of, you know, like comedians who've been there in the past doing their sets. You know, they have like Jimmy Walker. They have Richard Pryor. They have Robin Williams, obviously, you know, those two who aren't with us anymore. But you see their comedy routine. I'm excited because I want to see what the Comedy Store was like during the 80s.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be great.
Because that's where I think there was a lot of fun that was had.
That's awesome. That is great. Good for them. Yeah, Pauly Shore was on Joe Rogan about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Talking about like growing up there. And he, you know, helped, like he had helped out in the kitchen. You know, when he was a little kid, he made nachos and things like that.
I think he might be doing, I don't know if he's running it now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. It's
but
funny.
But I think he does have a part of it.
Wow. Remember how big he was on MTV?
Yes.
He was a megastar. Like him going, imagine being Pauly Shore and your job is to be a mega celebrity on MTV at spring break. What do you think was happening to Pauly Shore when he was going to these beaches for spring break for MTV? I mean, seriously. I mean, he was gigantic. He was a huge star. His movies were okay, but really funny.
His movies literally are, I do not want to watch anything worthwhile.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just want to check out of life for a little bit. Those were his movies.
Those are kind of his movies, yeah. But his MTV stuff was funny, man. It was funny when he did that stuff back in the spring break days. All right, that'd be good. I'm interested in that. Very good.
Yeah, it should be. Check out the trailer. The trailer got me excited. I was like, okay, you know, I'm in for this.
Four parts. All right.
Four parts.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, I hope it's not the same thing over and over and over again. I hope it's just not a bunch of comedians talking about how awesome the place was.
Yeah,
I hope there's some controversy and some problems issues.
Well, that's why I said I want to see the 80s.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was rapid drug use and alcohol abuse. And, you know, because, I mean, that was the life those comedians led during that time.
Sure.
And I'm just curious, like, you know, did anyone ever, you know, miss a gig because they were asleep in the green room or whatever?
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be four parts. That'll be kind of cool. Yeah. All right. What's the bad of the day?
Well, you mentioned his name, so we got to talk about him. Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I'm not getting political. I just felt like
it's okay if you do.
No. I'm not getting political. I'm just prefacing it this way because I'm not going to mix politics with what we're talking about. But President Trump said that he is extremely open to the idea of doing a presidential debate with Joe Biden, moderated by Joe Rogan.
Okay. So why is that bad?
This feels like we're just one step away from a cage.
That's true, but Rogan's pretty good on that podcast, man. He's pretty.
No, I'm not taking it away, but I just the optics of it. I don't know. For me, it just feels kind of weird that would be our moderator.
Well,
usually we have a stuffy news guy.
Yeah, that's true. But there's always been these accusations that like the moderator is for this candidate or the moderator is for that candidate. And he, you know, so-and-so got the questions ahead of time. I think with Rogan, you really do have a guy that's like, I am conservative in some things and I'm liberal in other things. And I could sit both of these guys down and really narrow them down. And say, like, if one candidate said something, he could go, wait a minute, but that doesn't make any sense. Cause a couple of years ago you said this and kind of force and kind of flush out some things in a conversation.
So do we think it would be a good idea?
I don't know, but I think it would be, because one of the things that I hate about debates is I feel like every time I watch a debate, there's always someone going, oh, yeah, time's up, Senator. And I think Rogan could be like, I got all the time in the world. I got 4 hours. I'll let you flush that out. If you really want to talk about why your tax plan is going to benefit the economy, let's go with that. Let's continue. Let's flush this out a little bit more. Why would it? What about this? What about that? I think Rogan's pretty good at that, but I'm not a big debate person because I think they're too televisionized. And I think in a modern day podcasting world and conversational world, maybe it's something we need. The problem is I don't know if those two guys would actually adhere to what Rogan would want to do. You know what I mean? I think Rogan would want to have a real, genuine conversation with the two guys, and I think they wouldn't do that.
See, that's my problem. I feel that that if it's moderated by Joe Rogan, that it's more of a reality show than something that's actually worthwhile.
Yeah, but his podcasts are great.
No, I'm not.
He really, like when he had Tulsi Gabbard on and Bernie Sanders and he had Dan Crenshaw, like they're really interesting.
I just, for some, whatever the reason might be, I just don't see the candidates taking
maybe so
the whole situation seriously because
that's
it's
that's
Joe
a good
Rogan.
Point. Yeah, that's a good point. Because he did get Elon Musk to admit he smoked weed.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He was smoking weed with Elon
Yeah,
Musk.
He was smoking
I'm
weed.
Sorry.
He didn't get
Let
him
me
to admit it.
Rewind that.
He lit
that
it.
Wasn't admitting. That, I'm sorry. That I was thinking of Bill Clinton for a second. He wasn't admitting. They just did it.
On the they just did it. And he lost his NASA security clearance because
that's
of it.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, if that happens, maybe it is a good idea. Maybe we will get something out of these candidates that we normally would. But I don't know. I just saw that. And I was like, oh, are we really at that point in life? That, you know,
do young people like UFC, the traditional
UFC commentators going to be?
Oh, well, I'm going to backtrack on that. This podcast, he's more for this podcast than he is for the MMA stuff. His podcast,
but a lot of people
it's
don't
like
know
the number
that.
One. He's got the number one. I think it's the number one podcast in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
If
or at least the
one,
top.
If it's not one, it's two.
It's not one, it's two. So he's more down that avenue. Like the MMA stuff, of course he's famous for, because that's a worldwide thing, and you know, he's a global kind of sport, but he is really good at that flush. Like I don't know, remember like in sports, Roy Firestone, you didn't want to sit with Roy Firestone because
he'd make you cry,
right? Because he'd flush it out. Rogan's good at that. He can flush out. It's like Howard Stern. Like you people would go on there and they didn't admit about what kind of, you know, what their sex life with their wife was like. I mean, you'd be like, I never talk about that amongst my friends, but I talk about it in front of this guy.
Right,
Rogan's very similar to that.
Is it weird that I would be more open for Howard Stern to moderate?
Maybe so. That's actually, would actually kind of lean that in that direction. Could lean in that direction.
Is that stranger though?
No.
Because I feel that he would get the most out of the candidates because he's, I think he's a far better interviewer.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, you know, Joe Rogan, I mean, he just tells it like it is, and I think that's what people like.
Yeah, that is true.
So maybe it is a good thing. I don't know. I just, Maybe it feels bad. Maybe it's a gray area bad, just because I can't believe that we're coming to this point in our political history.
Well, I guess the good news for whatever candidate would benefit from the elderly vote, the elderly wouldn't find Joe Rogan. they would be like, I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. So, what is a Joe Rogan?
Why isn't it on ABC with Dave Muir? So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is exactly what you've been looking for every time you go to Taco Bell.
Which is?
A new bottle of wine.
A new bottle of wine at Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell is coming out with their own brand of wine. It's a Pinot Noir called Jalapeno Noir.
Okay, is this going to work?
I have no idea. Have you ever once had Taco Bell and said, you know what would go good with this? Wine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would be... I don't know, man. I think that'd be too much problems for the Taco Bell.
I guess the good news for us is that it's only being sold in Canada.
Oh, I got
for the time being. But it is $20 a bottle.
See,
which goes against Taco Bell's, affordable pricing, I think.
I got a thing in Canada, maybe liquor license laws are a little different, because I can't imagine like a locally owned Taco Bell like trying to go through the navigate the hell that can be getting liquor licenses in certain places in America and just going, forget it. We're not even selling this stuff. I don't want to deal with the bureaucracy, because that's a real problem in some parts of the country, getting a liquor license, getting approved, going through the whole process, paying the fee, and then getting renewed. If you're a guy that owns four Taco Bells in, let's say, the greater tri-state area, like, I think it would be like a headache you don't want. I'd be like, I sell tacos and quesadillas and crazy different kinds of concoctions. I don't need to be going down to my local, licensing office and filing paperwork to sell this jalapeno wine. I would hate that. So, Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Why can't these fast food places just deliver what we want and that's it?
Or better yet, Taco Bell keeps taking things off the menu. You don't need to add wine.
Yeah, don't add wine if you're going to take off the crunchy gordita.
Yeah, put some of our favorites back on the menu.
Yeah, it's true.
that was a little upsetting. I was a huge fan of the double-decker taco, and I've been without a double-decker taco for a year now.
I know.
And now they're getting rid of the Mexican pizza, which people are up in arms with. But, let's be honest. I mean, it's just a overinflated quesadilla.
I will never forget the one night I was living in Colorado Springs, and I was at a Rockies game, and it was one of those late Rocky games, which, sometimes you cover a Rockies game, it would be like 9 innings and it would be like 17-12 and it would just take 5 hours to play. And I remember leaving, it was a Friday night, and I left and I went and did my stuff, and I goes really late, and I was driving and I stopped at a Taco Bell and I ordered almost everything on the menu. Yep. And I drove the rest of the way to Colorado Springs with it just feeling awful and guilt and shame. But at the same time realizing this is what you do. Like it's after midnight.
That's why they're open.
I'm hungry. This is what I do. I got an hour drive to my house. I'm stuffing my face with a burrito while I'm driving down the interstate.
Yeah. No, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
I mean, does anyone really go to Taco Bell, for the cuisine?
No. You just go.
You go there because you're like, hey, I'm in a mood for some cheap hangover type food.
Yeah, I felt like going to the kid behind the thing going, you know what, fill a box with whatever you want to fill it with, just tell me what the price is, I'm coming to the window to pick it up, just fill it with whatever you want.
Or not even that, say, man, just keep it under 10-15 bucks, here you go.
Yeah,
just whatever's exactly available.
All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb that is brought to you by Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without sugar, jitters, or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots get 5-star reviews consistently. So rev up your metabolism, turn your body into a fat-burning machine, feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds with their all-natural ingredient, DBHB. It is real ketones, keto energy shots, good, the bad, and the dumb. Hey, coming up, I got another little good that's next as we continue with Wake Up Call.